Amen. If you would turn with me, amen, to the book of Genesis, chapter 12. Book of Genesis, chapter 12. We're going to begin at verse 1 in Genesis, chapter 12. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. All right. I'm going to use several scriptures on today, so please keep your Bibles open. Keep your pens handy if you'd like to take notes. I'm going to try my best to make 5 points on today. Amen? Amen. Genesis, the book of Genesis chapter 12 and verses beginning at verse 1. And I'm going to read from the New Living Translation this morning. Amen. Many of us have different versions of the Bible, so I'm going to read from the New Living Translation this morning. Bible says in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1, the Lord said to Abraham, to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous. And you will be a blessing to others. Hallelujah. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on the earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. Amen. You may be seated. Eternal God, our Father, we come this morning as humble as we know how, Lord God, thanking you for life, health, and strength. Father God, I ask you for preaching grace on today. Lord God, I pray that you would bless me to say something that would help somebody, not only today, but Lord God, tomorrow, next week, next month, and even next year. Father God, we just ask you to forgive us for our sins that we committed that we knew of, and Father God, those that we knew not. Lord God, I ask you right now to hide me behind your cross and dip me down into the deep treasures of your word, Father God, that I may pull something out and pull something up that may be usable in this place, Father God. Lord God, I just ask you to, if I'm too high, I ask that you would lower me. But if I'm too low, Father God, I ask you to lift me up and place me on a plane of existence on which you would have me to speak on this day. Lord God, thank you for Orange Chapel. Lord, thank you for all the ministries that are represented in this church. Thank you for every family, Father God, every visitor that is here, Lord God. Lord, we pray to be better because of you today. Lord God, and we know that your blood still works and it never loses its power. So we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation, every circumstance, Father God, that we may have going on in our lives. Lord God, we know you're able. We know that you are a healer. We know that you are a mind regulator. We know that you are a heart fixer, Father God. And Lord God, we know that you're omnipresent. That means you're everywhere at one time, Father God. So, Lord, whatever needs to be done, we ask you to do it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know we sinned and fallen short of your glory, but we thank you for Jesus today. The true and living sacrifice, Father God. The only perfect sacrifice, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you that when we don't have anywhere else to turn, Father God, that we can always turn and lean and depend on you. Lord God, we thank you for bringing us all together here today, Lord, to hear from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise today. Amen. Our sermon today is going to come again out of the book of Genesis chapter 12. Amen. Beginning at verse 1, it says, the Lord had said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to a land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on the earth will be blessed through you. So Abram departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old. I want to talk about today, my brothers and sisters, if you'll just give me a few minutes. God has future plans for you. God has future plans for you. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God has future plans for you. Amen. I want you to know this morning, my brothers and sisters, that you are in God's plan. Amen. Every last one of us that are living, breathing, walking, talking, amen, God has future plans for us. Amen. He knows that we have dreams. He knows that we have goals. He knows that we have aspirations in life to be better. But he has some specific plans for you. And in order to line up with his plans for us, we need to line up with his word. Amen. He will find us, my brothers and sisters, wherever we are. But let me tell you something. When you're in his word, amen, he can sure find you a whole lot quicker and a whole lot better. Amen. When you're already walking with him, when you're already talking, when you're already praying and have a communication line with him, my brothers and sisters, the future. Amen. What did Whitney Houston say when she sang the song? Said, I know who holds the... No, that's not. And life is worth... No, that's an old song we sang, Because He Lives. I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. He holds our future, my brothers and sisters. Amen? Amen. Write this down. Amen. From our text today, write down, God has a plan for our future. God had a plan for Abraham, Father Abraham. He had a plan for him, and his plan was for Abraham, you got to get up and get away from your folks. You have to get up and get out of what's comfortable to you. My brothers and sisters, so many of us don't want to leave our comfort zone. Amen. Some of us come into church Sunday after Sunday, and if somebody else is in our seat, we can't seem to enjoy church. It's just something wasn't right. Yes, because you were in another seat, but God is over here. He's over there. He's everywhere. Even if you have to stand up. But God had to move Abraham from his comfort zone. Amen? Amen. Some of us have crutches. Our family may be our crutch. Those of us who have come out of other churches and out of other ministries, he had to remove us from where we were in order for us to do what he wanted us to do. God has future plans for us. Maybe what you had needed to be shared somewhere else. Amen. Because if I'd had it my way, I would have stayed at Baptist Hill until my dying day. Pastor Bertrand Bailey would have been our pastor. We would have had a hallelujah good time every Sunday. But that was not God's plan for me. And because I was in constant communication with him, because I was in my word, I understood when it was time for me to move around. God has future plans for you, Tony. God has future plans for each and every one of us, but we have to line ourselves up. And when he has future plans for us, those who are connected with us, amen, they're also in the blessings. Amen. Fathers, I dare you to live according to God's word. So many of us, we look at families and we look at things that are going on, amen, with other families, and we wonder, how did they do it? I look at Brother Steve, and I didn't even intend to add him in my sermon today, but I look at his boys and the fact that both of these young men are college graduates. Both of these young men, Steve just got married. Darren is soon to follow. Both of these young men have good jobs. Amen. But I believe it has something to do, amen, with the father. I believe it has something to do with the family that they came out of, because somebody is connected, hallelujah, with the creator. Amen. And when Abraham moved out, when he moved on, when he moved forward, when he heard God's call and he moved according to God's call, amen, everybody in the mix was blessed. Amen. So it shouldn't surprise us when good things are going on. He says, look here, Abram. This is before he changed his name to Abraham. He says, leave your native country, your relatives, your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. He said, look, he didn't tell him right then where he was going. He said, just get up and go, and then I'm going to show you where you need to be. Hallelujah. God has future plans for us. But some of us are so caught up in what we think. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. But we sometimes get so stuck in our way of thinking, my brothers and sisters, we miss out on a blessing. Blessings right here, and we're moving in the wrong direction. But we have to get connected. Amen. We have to get connected with the Almighty God. Amen. And Abraham, my brothers and sisters, he through his living and through his faith, my brothers and sisters, God was able, amen, to trust him not only with his own family, but with everybody he came in contact with. Amen. It says, look here, he says, and go to a land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. Don't be afraid to be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. Last night, it is funny. I had a little, any of y'all fellas have a little, like to keep a little stash, little cash stash on you? I'm sorry. Am I going to lose my man card? Well, I had a little stash in my drawer. Huh? Cash, not stash, nothing. What, brother, where you at this morning? Had a little stash of cash that I was trying to keep Sister McGuire. Because, see, I was going to bless her with it later. Well, you know, you had future plans for it. So she was putting up my clothes, and she never puts up clothes, so that's why I figured she wouldn't find it. Oops, I wasn't supposed to tell that. I always put up the clothes. And she, Tony, you know what she said? What is this? What is this? What are you keeping this for? Nice little stash, too, mind you. So I kind of ran me hot a little bit, Brother Braxton. I said, of all times for her to be, man, I should have had a better hiding place. But you know, it is so awesome how God works. I went to a banquet last night, to a scholarship banquet. And they were bidding on different items. Amen. They had an auctioneer and they were auctioning off different items. And you know, I was able to bless somebody, amen, with that cash on last night. We were able to bless, the scholarship fund. Candy made a cake that she probably made for $3, amen, and we bought it for $100, amen. You know, but that's going to bless somebody else, amen. I had one plan for it, but God had a whole, I didn't know why I was saving that little money, amen, but somebody's child may not have, that $100 going to help somebody go to college, amen. Does that make sense? So we can bless people. We went to another country. We went two streets over, but we were able to bless somebody else. I had one thought for it, but God had something. And you know what? I felt so good. I felt so good when I was we started 25, 30, 45, 65. Finally, $100, Shannon McGrath, everybody clap. He said he'd make us famous, amen. I might be famous because of that $100 cake, amen. But God has a plan for our futures, my brothers and sisters. And he says that I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families who are on earth will be blessed through you. My brothers and sisters, those of us who are Christians, those of us who are baptized, amen, saved, sanctified, born again believers, God has saved us to reach back and save somebody else. Amen. Sometimes we as church people can be so selfish with what God has given us. And you know what he's given us? He's given us a plan of salvation, and we should share that with others who are lost. Amen. But God has, amen, he has a plan for our future. And we see that in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. God had a plan for Abraham. And we know how all that played out. Amen. We're all, amen, this morning descendants from that house. Amen. And everybody was blessed through Abraham. Amen. Now, what we have to understand, as I said before, is Abraham, amen, what was able to be used by God because he walked upright, because he followed God's commands and God's word. Amen. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 29. We're still dealing with the children of Israel here, amen? Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, amen, I'm sorry, chapter 5 and 29, chapter 5 and verse 29. It says, oh, that they would always have hearts like this that they might fear me and obey my commands. If they did, they and their descendants would prosper forever. Amen. Y'all see that? God will bless our future if we obey him. My brothers and sisters, let me explain something to you. We always talk about God's got a blessing with my name on it. That's true. But there are conditions on the blessings. Amen? Amen. The conditions on the blessing is to live according to God's way. Amen? Those are the conditions on the blessings to live up. Some of us wonder why we struggle so bad financially. Amen. We struggle bad financially because we don't even, God's not in the equation. He's not even in our finances. Amen. Because we don't give him nothing. Amen. I didn't say you had to give it all here to Orange Chapel, but you don't support anything that's spiritual with your finances. But guess what? If you do, if you bless somebody else, then he will bless you. Amen. It is what it is. Amen. So, let's move on. God will bless our future if we obey him. Let's go on all the way down to the book of Jeremiah. Let's go down to Jeremiah chapter 10. And we're talking about God has future plans for us. Let's look at chapter 10, verses 2 and verses 3. Are we there yet? Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 2 and verse 3, New Living Translation says, well, we'll go to verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word that the Lord speaks to you, O Israel. That is what the Lord says. Do not act like the other nations who try to read their future in the stars. Do not be afraid of their predictions, even though other nations are terrified by them. Their ways are futile and foolish. They cut down a tree, and a craftsman carves an idol. Did y'all see that? Amen. The word is telling us here, my brothers and sisters, that don't plan your future like evil people do. These evil people say, you know what, I'm going to look in the stars. And they're dealing in astronomy and all of these other things. But the children of God, that's not how we do it. Amen. Some people are tossed to and fro like the weather. Everything that pops up, everything that comes up, oh, I'm in it. Amen? But my brothers and sisters, we're to live our lives according to the word of God. Amen? And so many times, and it's just like these idols, these people would go out and say, okay, we're going to worship the apple tree god. Cut down the apple tree, carve out a little face on the apple tree, and you know, everybody, that guy can't do nothing for nobody. Amen? But that's how the world, everything that goes up, all these get rich quick schemes. If it sounds too good to be true, my brothers and sisters, it is too good to be true. Don't get caught up in all this stuff. Amen. And so many people in the world get caught up with every time the wind blows, I'm changing, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But God has future plans for you. You got to stick with him. Amen. You got to stick with the script. Amen. And get, you know what a script is? It's in your Bible. Scripture. Actors and actresses, they have a script to follow. Don't you know that the child of God has a script to follow? It's right in your lap. But if you never look at the script, how would Denzel know what lines to say if he never looked at the script? Do you think Denzel just comes on the set and they say, okay, we're going to do this movie Flight, and you're going to be the pilot, and action. Denzel Washington, my brothers and sisters, he owns a movie. Doesn't it? Any of y'all see Malcolm X? When you watch Malcolm X, Denzel started looking like Malcolm X, didn't he? I mean, I'm like, I thought it was Malcolm X. Every part, anybody see Flight? He's an alcoholic, drunk, drugs. Didn't he look like one? He bought into the role, and what we have to do, my brothers and sisters, is in the book, we're victorious. Amen. We go through this and we go through that, but in the book, my brothers and sisters, we keep our head up. We continue to fight. We put on the whole armor of God. But so many of us act like we don't know what the future holds for us. He says that we are going to win in the end. Amen. He's going to prepare a place for us. But if you never read the script, you don't know which way to go in the movie. Amen. Field of Dreams. You know, they hire Brother Darrell. Okay, we want you to be an extra on Field of Dreams. He never read the script. He thinks it's in the cotton field. Field of Dreams is about a baseball field. But you got to read the script. If you don't read the script, you don't know that he's a healer. Hallelujah, somebody. If you don't read the script, you don't really understand that he died for you and he rose again with all power in his hand. If you don't read the script, you don't know that it takes faith to activate everything with God. Amen. Ooh, this is better to me than it is to y'all this morning. Amen. But don't be afraid of what other people say, predictions. Oh, we're in a recession. Oh, I don't know, this president. Oh, my God. You know what? God's, y'all, we don't have to worry about that. Amen. Because my word tells me that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't have to worry about it. There was an old song that says, soon I'll be done with the troubles of this world. I'm going home to do what? Live with God. But we around here kicking rocks. But I don't know. I don't know, man. It's tough. It is. Gas is high. Sure is. But guess what? We're going to buy it. We're going to get to where we need to go. We're going to eat every day. May not be what you want, but you're going to eat something. Did everybody eat yesterday? And if you didn't, it's because you're on one of those diets. One of those fads that's passing through. This is a new diet. This is a new workout program. All right, I'm going to leave that one alone. My brothers and sisters, we have to understand that there's no need for us to kick rocks because God himself, he gives people hope for the future. How many of you almost gave up at some point in your life? You don't have to raise your hand if you want to, you can. Just say, you know what, man, Or somebody encouraged, you know what, you just like Job's wife told him, you ought to curse God and die. Why you keep on going to church? You ain't changing. And you know what, sometimes the closest people to us will tell us that. I had a homeboy in college, and I hope that he'll come visit us sometime. His name was Glenn, and I talk about Glenn all the time. Glenn's about 6'8". He's a big post player from New Iberia, Louisiana. And when I first met him, he got shot. He was still limping. Rough dude. But God has really touched his life. He has a great job, great family. He's doing wonderful, so I can talk about him. And he won't beat me up. But Glenn, when we were in college, we would all go out and party and stuff. I knew what the future held for me. Amen. And he would get so mad at us when we get up and go to church on Sunday morning after going to the club. Me and my homeboy Tracy, we go to church every Sunday morning. I went one time and still had on my clothes from the club. I ain't even gonna lie. That's bad, isn't it? But I was in church. Hey, I was in church now. I I'm gonna catch me a nap, but I'm going. And one man, we came back one night and one evening we'd gone to a revival. We were rough though, Sister Roberta. We were rough, but she said, I know. But we came in and he met us and said, man, where y'all been? He wanted to go get something to eat and we were gone. But he said, man, where y'all been? I said, man, we've been to church. We went to this revival. They had a revival. I said, man, I don't know what y'all going for. Y'all ain't no good. Y'all boys rotten, man, going up that church faking and shaking. I said, I wasn't faking and shaking. I was just in the house. You know, we went because we enjoyed going to church. And, you know, we serve a good God. Well, y'all doing the same thing. That's right. But we trying. At least we trying. You need to come go with us. And you know what? That brother got saved, amen, just a few weeks later. Amen. Gave his life to Christ, stood up in front of over 1,000 people in chapel and gave his life to Christ. And then started fussing at us all the time. Y'all, man, y'all ain't right. Y'all need to get together. And we're the ones that took him to chapel. But now he's preaching to all of us. But God, you know, but you know what? And it's so great because I talk to him now and he stays on me. Hey, boy, you know you're a reverend now. You acting right? I know you've been going to church your whole life, but are you acting right? Yeah, because I know you, boy. I know you. That's what he always tell. I know you. Them folks down there may not know you, but I know you. And you know what? It's good to have a friend like that. Amen? It's good to have an accountability partner because he always checks me. Every time I call, hey, boy, I listen to your website now. You living that stuff you preaching? Yeah, man, leave me alone. But God gives us hope for the future. Amen. Sometimes even though we're messed up and tore up and beat up, my brothers and sisters, how many of you, when you were at your lowest point in life, amen, you looked up and God, you just said, you know, you looked up and you knew the only person that could pull you out was God. Amen. And because you know what your future holds, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah, did I read that yet? Jeremiah 31. Let's look at Jeremiah 31 and 17. God gives people hope for the future. Look at what it said here in Jeremiah. And I want to stay here just for a couple minutes. Get you guys out of here early today. Amen. The word says that, and there is hope in thine end. This is the King James Version. Said the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. The New Living Translation says, there is hope for your future, says the Lord. Your children will come again to their own land. Now what you have to understand, my brothers and sisters, is at this particular time in the book of Jeremiah, amen, Judah and Israel have been taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was off the chain. He's crazy. Amen. So these children are captive. Amen. And if you go back to, if you go back up to verse, around verse 15, you see that a cry is heard in Ramah. And Ramah is actually a city, a major city, my brothers and sisters. And then it goes on to say that Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for her children are gone. Rachel is the mother of Joseph and Benjamin. So Rachel's children have been taken away from her, but God reassures her. Amen? Do y'all see this? The whole city is weeping because they have lost something, but God gives us hope for the future. My brothers and sisters, if you have lost something in your life, God is telling you right now, don't cry no more. Don't worry. Amen? He told me to tell you this morning that there is hope for your future, says the Lord. Your children will come home again to their own land. That means your finances will come back home. Amen. Your love will come back home. Your zeal will come back home. Your confidence will come back home. We've all lost things in life. Anybody ever lost anything? Lost your joy? Lost your peace? But if you just hold on. He said that God, the whole city was crying because all the children had been taken away by the enemy. And the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He has stolen something from each and every one of us. Amen? But let me tell you something. He told me to tell you this morning to hold on. Hold on. The weeping is over. The crying is over. Amen? There is hope for your future. Your children will come home again to their own land. Amen. If you lost a loved one, amen, he'll work it out for you. Amen. Amen. Let's look at this. And as I hurry to my close this morning, amen, we have to understand, amen, that God prepares a future for us. He prepares a future. So many of us think that, amen, we can do all of this. We can do everything on our own. But we have to understand that God, amen, prepares a future for each and every one of us. How many of y'all believe that this morning? How many of you truly believe, amen, that it's time out to just function on your own power and your own might? Amen? You can only get you so far. Amen? Let me tell you, my son bought a truck a few months ago. Big Ford F-250. What a 17-year-old needs a truck that big for, I would never understand. Got a big farm truck. Big powerful truck. Strong truck. Turbo diesel. Just put a chip in it. It'll run like a Mustang 5.0. there on my driveway, I have gravel. I have washed rocks in my driveway. And then on between my my neighbor's fence, there's a little area about this big that's just grass. But since we have so many cars and we had to get by each other and all that, it's kind of washed out a little bit. There's really not much grass. It's just kind of dirt and mud over on that side. Y'all with me? So we got wash rocks here, and we got a little mud over here. Well, Candy's car was in the way, and I needed to drive Khalil's truck because I was throwing some trash away. So I got in a big F-250 because I love to drive. You had to jump up, climb up in it. Big diesel. Smell kind of funny when you crank it up. Just a man truck. Shame my son's got a better vehicle than I do. But there used to be a shrub between the fence. But I cut it off because it died. Y'all going to stay? Y'all going to roll with me on this story? So I get in a big F-250 to go around the car, get over in the grass a little bit. Y'all know it's been raining a little bit this week. The big truck hits this little stump, y'all. The stump is no bigger than this. Say, wait a minute. This big old truck. And it won't even go over this little rut. I'm spinning in the big turbo diesel, F-250. Y'all gonna pray with me? I'm thinking I'm like, Ford, wait a minute. In all your power and all your might, you know, it costs $3 to crank this thing up. With all of these knobs and all this power that you're supposed to have, Mr. 250, how are you going to allow a little bit of mud and a little bit of shrub, little root to hold you up? Are y'all going to pray with me? God has plans for your future. But my brothers and sisters, sometimes we'll run into a rut. As powerful as we think we are. Are y'all going to pray with me? Hallelujah. Ain't the Lord all right? I'm finna get excited, y'all. I'm in the F-250. If I had stayed on the path, if I had stayed on the rock, are y'all gonna pray with me? Things would have been a whole lot easier. But sometimes in life, my brothers and sisters, we have a tendency to get off track. It wasn't very far off track, but it was a little bit to the left. Is there anybody in here that has ever been a little bit to the left and you ran into something and a little bit of power that you thought you had couldn't get you over the hump? Are y'all gonna pray with me? I was driving a big 250. I mashed on the gas and nothing happened. I began to spin and spin and spin. I realized that I didn't want to tear my yard up. So I hit reverse and I tried to roll over it again. Have you ever tried in your own power to back up and in your own power roll back over it again? The same thing happened, my brothers and my sisters. I got hung up one more time. Truck, it said 4x4. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Hallelujah. Ain't the Lord all right? I pulled out the instruction manual and I began to read, and it told me how to put that thing in four wheel drive. Are y'all gonna pray with me? I put it in park. I pulled down 4x4. I mashed on the gas and I pulled on out and didn't spin a wheel. Ain't God all right? My brothers and my sisters, sometimes to get where you need to go, you gotta consult with the manual. Ain't God all right? Your little power.
ago, my Lord and my Savior went to Calvary's cross. Thank God, all right. He knew I was going to be troubled, but he took care of trouble. He knew I was going to be sickness, but he said, by my stripes, you've been healed. But I'm here to tell you, but there's a future in death. We don't die as brothers and sisters in Christ. We just go to sleep. Thank God, all right. I have a bright future because he died, but he rose again with all power in his hand. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Are y'all gonna pray with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To prosper you. Understand that his plans are positive. I understand that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But he comes to deliver. Christ comes to set free. Hallelujah. The Bible says where the Spirit is, there's liberty. He wants you to have freedom. Hallelujah, church. And if the Son sets you free, free indeed, brother. If the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. Thank God for freedom this morning. And thank God for a future. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do and what you can't be. Because the Word tells us, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You're going to make it. You're going to be all right. Because he already paved the way. Don't let no devil in hell tell you otherwise. You have a bright future. I remember that old song. I mean, that old commercial. It was for some college. It says that I'm going to class and I'm making good grades. He said, my future is so bright that I have to wear shades. That's old school. Not even my future is so bright. Uncle Shane's future is so bright, I gotta wear shades. Start speaking life and start speaking light and start speaking positive into your life. Don't let people tell you you ain't never gonna be nothing. Y'all remember? Y'all remember, I refer to it all the time. My favorite movie, The Color Purple. Mr. sit there and told Sid, you ain't nothing. You ain't gonna never be nothing. Oh, you black, you ugly. Shook, got spunk. Then it didn't sweep out of the boots. Daddy was co-signing on it. You can do it. You can say what you want to, but thank God I'm still here. And see, if you remember, Celia was often in the pews. When Sugar Avery came down and said, God is trying to tell you something, Celia was right there with her. Eddie Kane. I remember Eddie Kane. When Eddie Kane to Five Heartbeats, Eddie Kane won the talent show. Came to his daddy. See, we don't have a daddy like that. Our father speaks nothing but life into us. But Eddie Kane's daddy put some bad stuff on him. And you know what? Eddie Kane, just like those people in the Bible that lived off of signs and the stars. There are people that have lived their whole life because of what one person told them that was negative. Y'all hear me? I don't know if I'm in your neighborhood or not. But Eddie Kane, because of what his daddy told him, right down that step, said, you ain't going to never be nothing. That's the Lifetime edited version. You ain't never going to be nothing because I ain't nothing. And some of us have been living our whole life thinking with that type of thinking. Just because your daddy went to the pen don't mean you have to go. Because your grandma cussed out all the kids in the family don't mean you got to cuss them all out. Then we get to your funeral and don't know what to say. She will tell you what she felt. What kind of funeral is that? She didn't bite her tongue. Hallelujah, somebody. God has a great future in store for all those who believe in Him. Amen. If you've never accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, why don't you give your life to Him today? Amen. Be humble.